Welcome to JMSC 5 o'clock news with me, Jojje Olsson. Flights between Hong Kong and Europe were resumed earlier today after a disruption for several days due to an ash cloud from a volcano on Iceland. Since the volcano erupted in the end of last week, over 90,000 flights in Europe have been cancelled. 15 flights left Hong Kong for Europe today, and 4 flights arrived to Hong Kong with passengers that have been stranded in Europe for almost a week.
It's so nice to be back home finally. I was stuck in Amsterdam airport for 5 days and there was no shower and no information apart from the internet. I didn't know when I could go home.
Now to Thailand, where the anti-government protesters known as Red Shirts say they are ready for talks with the government. The Red Shirts have forced many shopping malls and hotels to close for almost 3 weeks when protesting for re-elections on the streets of Bangkok. The Thai army moved into Bangkok in the end of last week, and many Red Shirts now fear violence if talks with the government do not begin soon. China today observed a day of national mourning for the earthquake in Qinghai province that left over 2,000 dead. The earthquake struck a week ago with a magnitude of 6.9 in one of China's poorer areas, with many houses built mainly in mud brick and wood. Our reporter Clément Rossignol reports from Qinghai province. So, Clément, how has the day of national mourning been manifested in China?
Well, top leaders in Beijing, including President Hu Jintao, paid silent tribute to the victims in state television this morning. The front pages of many Chinese newspapers are today bathed in black and flags are lowered to half-mast around the country.
Clément, how has the rescue work been going so far?
Well, the area struck by the earthquake is at 4,000 meters high, which have delayed the arrival of personnel and equipment. Snow and cold temperature has made the situation troublesome for rescue workers as well as victims.
So it has now been 8 days since the earthquake. Is there any hope to find more survivors?
The hope is not very big for the moment, even if 3 persons were saved from the ruins as late as this Monday. As of yesterday, workers reported signs of life in the ruins, but no rescues were reported. Generally, the chances to find survivors after an earthquake drop after 3 days, so the chances is now very slim at best.
Clément, has there been any international response after the earthquake?
Yes, indeed. Almost 200 countries have offered aid and condolences. And many heads of states and royalties, including Queen Elizabeth of England, have expressed deep sympathy for the affected.
Thank you, Clément Rossignol, reporting from Qinghai province in mainland China. Billionaire Steven Wynn today opened his latest casino and hotel in Macau, also saying he aims to start the building of a new massive Macau resort next year. Wynn's new resort project will include some 2,000 rooms, 400 gaming tables, and several restaurants, shopping malls, and lush gardens. Macau's bounce back from the global recession has been strong, and its new chief executive said limits and quotas will be imposed in the coming years to prevent overheating of the economy. Football now, and Champions League cup holders Barcelona will face a tough second game in the semi-finals next week, after yesterday's 3-1 loss against Inter Milan. Barcelona were labeled favorites before the game, and this was the first time for the entire season that the Spaniards conceded 3 goals in the same game. The return will be played in Barcelona the coming Wednesday, and the Champions League finals are held in Madrid the 22nd of May. And now to this week's feature, which is also about football, discussing if and how football can become more popular in Hong Kong. I am sitting here on the Siu Sai Wan Sports Ground in the eastern parts of Hong Kong Island. It's a Thursday evening and the second team is playing team number 4 in the Hong Kong First Division Football League. Given that the sports ground is rather modern with a seating capacity of 12,000, it feels a bit awkward that, including myself, tonight's audience is somewhere between 50 and 60 people, and most of them seems to be friend or family to the players on the pitch. So far, I have seen one place to buy snacks, and I have seen 2 supporters with the team scarves on.
This is Brazil national team. So Ronaldinho, you know, this is...
Kwok Ka Ming has been player and coach for the Hong Kong national football team. Today, he works for the Football Association, and he is keen to give his view on the low popularity of football in Hong Kong.
Football in Hong Kong is quite a long history. I mean, the Football Association now is 96 years old because it's a British colony, and then, you know, football is very popular even before the Second World War. And obviously, Hong Kong been champions of Asia in 1957, and China won a number of Asian Cups and also the Asian Games competition. But all the players from Hong Kong representing China to play in these competitions. So in the 60s, we are really the powerhouse of Asian football. It comes to 70s and 80s, Hong Kong become professional. But at that time, you know, football is an entertainment. It's not just a sport, right? It's because at that time in the 60s, 70s, and then we don't have television, and then football is an entertainment event for the people. So that's why it's very popular. So every game is full when we play in the 70s and 80s, because it is only entertainment for the people. Now, every Saturday, 24 live matches, right? You see the best matches, right? The games, right? Then who will come and see our Hong Kong competitions, you see? This is one of the aspects that we frame the people going to see the match.
So, to regain popularity, the standard must improve. Tim Hansen has been playing football in the Danish First Division and at senior team level in Europe. He now plays semi-professional football in Hong Kong. I asked him how standard of football could be improved in Hong Kong and how far behind they are compared to his home country, Denmark.
They're pretty far behind still. To increase the level of football, working with talent is the most important thing, and that is what I've shown to have results all over the world. That you teach young kids how to train well at a very early stage, how to eat well, and in order to do that, you need people that know all the basic stuff about football. Like if you look at the United States, 10 years ago, they would have no chance of playing in the World Cup, and the domestic league in the US would be very, very poor compared to Europe. But now they are almost there, they're almost on the same level, they can compete in the World Cup. That's because they have been good at like looking at Europe, getting the best trainers to come and kind of organize football, because football is not only about, it's not only about skills. Like you can have players here that have, like if you look at the technical skills, they might be even better than the Danish players, and you can have one defender that is maybe better than the Danish defender. But the big thing is that you have to see football as a team, as a unit that has to work together. I mean, that has to be developed.
Meanwhile, the few but brave supporters at Seoul Saiwan Sports Ground share their thoughts about the poor domestic league and the Hong Kong national team that never ever qualified for the World Cup.
There is a promise. I mean, with the government trying to put in more funds, then there's a good possibility that it could grow into something bigger.
And in Brazil, you know, the kids there, you know, it's like different to Hong Kong. You know, the kids there have more chance to play football. In Hong Kong, you can see it's difficult to find some place the kids to play. You know? I live here for 7 years already, so I never see the league change anything.
In Hong Kong, everything needs money. Hong Kong football is needs money or sponsor to the football team.
In a report earlier this year, the Hong Kong government recognized the poor state of football in the city and promised financial help. A promise that makes Kwok Ka-ming rather hopeful.
The Secretary of the Home Affairs, he mentioned that within 5 years they will inject maybe 70 million to 100 million. Is it because the government had never ever involved to assist, to help football development. To be better level, you have to do more education of the coaches and the referees and all these things, right? So we need to have a sound professional league so that to bring our players' level up. You see, in the, we hope that Hong Kong, one day, that we can step into the World Cup finals.
And that's the end of JMSC 5 o'clock news with me, Joje Olsson.